What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? It's motherfucking Monday. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. Happy new week. Today is a new beginning. It's a fresh start. Like, whatever you couldn't accomplish last week, make it your priority to accomplish this week. You can do it. Anything that you put your mind to, you can do. You think that I thought that I could be doing this podcast and I would be getting the ratings that I'm getting? You guys, I received this great email. If you guys follow the Facebook, the official Facebook page, which is Talk Sex Only on Facebook, then you guys would already know that your girl has received an email where we are ranking number 188 on the Apple Podcast chart list, which is awesome. That's freaking awesome, you guys. So y'all know how we start off every episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys down. You guys are awesome. You guys are why I do what I do. And I do it with a pleasure. I love to just, you know, be one, I love being me. So this, it's just me. You know, I'm just giving my all to you guys. And you guys are pouring your all into me. And I greatly appreciate you guys rocking with me. So you guys, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you are joining the TSO gang. Hit that follow button and hit that notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops an episode, which is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Babies, I really, really, really truly appreciate you guys. You guys don't even know. So you guys, we're going to have a giveaway coming up, and I'm super duper excited. It is going to be for the new year. It is not going to be for Christmas. I do have other things going on with Christmas. You know, that's just different platforms, though. So go ahead and make sure you are tuning into all platforms. They are down below in the descriptions if you would like to. Join the gang, though, babies. Join the gang. Join the gang. Y'all already know your girl is here to discuss what is not likely to be discussed by others. That is the nicest way that I could put it, y'all. So, I would like to discuss today. This is just an off the grid topic. I mean, it does have to do with, of course, sex. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? But you guys, I wanted to discuss my very, 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 very first time and how I think it contributed to my freakiness. So my very, 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 very first time was my 15th birthday, just a little bit after my 15th birthday. You guys, I was an early bloomer. I definitely popped the cherry a little early there. But I can say that mutually, my heart was in the right place, and mutually, my partner's heart was in the right place. You know, if I was single today, we'd have a great friendship. You know, my husband doesn't, you know, do the male friends. So, you know, we're not cool. Well, we're cool, but, you know, like, we don't have daily conversations or whatever the case is. Like, you know, we can't be friends on that level. But if we were able to be friends, we would still be very, very cordial. We would still, you know, laugh. We would still, you know, have jokes. We would just chill. We would still be mutual friends. Now, I respect that. I respect a person that's able to put aside, you know, the things that they want it, because, you know, everybody wants things, right? Like, we wanted to be in a relationship with each other, whatever. We tried multiple times as teenagers. It didn't work, right? So we mutually decided to split, which I felt was so mature. And I feel that is honestly what helped me grow into me. Now, of course, I was sex. That was like, you know, that was definitely, you know, the upbringing of my sexuality, my freakiness, my freak nature, my frickum, my frickum, like, you know, not freaking dress, because I don't really, I mean, I do the dress up. Like, y'all see, I have the role play on the site. Y'all already know. I'm going to let y'all know for a second. Y'all already know I got to push that in here. www.shopdyk.com. Everything is 50% off right now, you guys, babies. Up until December 31st through 11:59 p.m. So, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That, on December 31st, that 50% sale will be over. So, go and shop. Get everything you like and everything you love, plus your discount at the end of your purchase. So go ahead, guys, type that www.shopdyk.com into your browser and shop, babies. I'm telling you, you guys want to see what we have. Babies, yeah, so that is honestly, I can say, what helped me and allowed me to grow up maturely, you know, because a lot of people, they'll, you know, they'll have their first and then things don't work out and it changes them, you know, in a way that they're not able to receive love again, or they're hurting people off of what they went through previously, or you know, they just don't even want to try again, or, you know, really, really heartbroken, things in that nature, which, you know, of course you're going to be heartbroken. I was sad, but I knew that it was a mutual thing. And so I wasn't really as sad as, you know, I would have been if it wasn't as mutual as it was. So, but I was, I mean, like, sex was just like, I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, it was, it didn't matter. Like, you know, and he would go on vacations and, you know, with his family, and I wasn't going on vacation. I'd be home, but that minute that he dropped down, baby, he was home. Not home, because we didn't live together, we were only 15, but his family, I lived with his family at the time, like part of his family at the time. So it's like, you know, like he already knew, like, to come over as soon as he came back into town. Like, he already knew, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like off grip. Like, and it's like, I'm not even holding you. Like, and I'm not even trying to tell nobody's business. Like, yeah, I know I'm trying to tell somebody's business, but I'm not trying to tell nobody's business because it's my business. I think I should be able to tell my business. It's my business. I mean, I was there too. I was the one, like, sexually involved also. Like, so I think that it's okay if I tell. I don't know. Y'all think it's okay if I tell? I'm telling. So it's like, for me, it always seemed like when we were apart for even 2 days, it could be like a week, it could be the whole, not 2 days, but yeah, 2 days. Cause honestly, it was like every other day. Like, either I was going over to his house sneaking, or he was coming over to his uncle's house. So it was like, It was always, like, that's what I can tell y'all. It was always, get it, like, here. smash it. It was always like so freaking sexual. Like, that's the best word to describe our relationship. And we were together months before we even thought about having sex. Like, of course, like, I was young. I'm not just like having sex with somebody the first day I meet them, but at 15, you know what I mean? So it's like, I was young, and I just knew, I don't know, something in me just knew that he wasn't gonna be like one of them people that take advantage of me, or he was gonna be one of the people that, you know, just left me. Like I said, it was very mutual. So it's like, I had this feeling about him. Yeah, he's a dick. Yeah, he does things that he just should not have done. Like, yeah, we went through our stuff. That's clearly why we did not stay together. But overall, like, for a person, he's a great person. You know what I mean? No, he might not have, you know, the capacity of a husband, the capacity of, you know, a long-term relationship, but, you know, he's him, and he's a great person. Like, he's a legit great person. And you guys, I don't know if, like, because honestly, I can tell you that I know a lot of people that wouldn't even feel comfortable bringing up their ex, you know, because they have husbands, whatever. But I can't. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I was always that girl that didn't have that voice. And I was always this girl that, you know, wanted to say so much. I've always wanted to say so much. But I never had the strength to. Like, I just always listened to, and I just always knew that this would make somebody upset, so don't do it, right? No, we can't do that. Love is happiness, you guys. I literally just looked at my board. I have a little board in my house on the kitchen, you know, for the things to do. And I looked at the board and I, like, write that little reminder at the bottom of it. Love is freaking happiness, you guys. Like, you should not have to apologize for having a past. You should not have to apologize for caring for someone. You should not have to apologize for things that you feel. It just should not be something that you're apologetic for. It's, you just live your life unapologetically. Like, that's what I feel, and that's what I'm doing now. And that's where I'm comfortable at in my skin at this point in my life. And I want to stay there. I don't want to feel like I have to ask, can I say this? Nobody should have to ask, can they say anything? You should be able to just speak what you feel that you need to say. You know what I mean? Granted, you know, people say the time and the place thing, put that into perspective. But at the point being, you should be able to speak freely. We as human beings in a free country, as they say, should be able to speak as human beings. You get it? Like, so anyone who just feels like, well, doesn't she have a husband? Like, why is she sitting here, like, you know, like, why is she sitting here just openly talking about her first, or, you know, her sexual encounters, and, you know, like, smiling, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, because I'm not a fucking sour fruit. I am a fucking flower that needs to be fucking bloom. I need help blossoming. And the only way for me to blossom is for me to give all of me. So I must paint this big, 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 very, very big picture of myself as all of me. I can't just give you half of me. I can't just tell you one story and think that you're gonna know me. No, you gotta know it all about me. I want you to know everything about me. I'm not, you know, I'm an open book. I'm not one of those people that here's a picket, here's a picket, here's a picket, here's a picket. Put them all together, get what you get. No, I'm giving you the me. I'm giving you who I am. That's just what I, that's my goal. That's the community I'm building. That's the community I want to create. So yeah, like, that's just where it's at, you know? So I just wanted you guys to understand a little bit about me. You guys, you know, I did my episodes, you know, in general, but this was just mainly a me episode. I wanted to give you guys a little spigot of my life, just a little peck. And, you know, throughout the episodes, throughout the seasons, throughout the show, we will get more in depth with me, because I want you to know me as a person. I want you to know who it is behind these episodes. I don't want you guys to just think I'm here to take your money. I'm just messing with you guys. You guys know I love you down, and I'm giving to you. I don't want to take from you. I want to give back to you guys. And that's why my website is 50% off right now, baby. So go shop www.shopdyk.com. 50% off right now. And don't forget that discount at the end of your purchase you will receive via email once you sign up with the crew. Babies, I will see you next episode. As you know, your girl's here to build this community. So if you have a topic, a suggestion, any type of commenting that you want to do, make sure you leave it down below. There's a message button that you can hit at any time. Make sure you drop those messages, those topics, those discussions. We will have them. Babies, we do have a support link also. If you are able to support, donate to the podcast, we do start at 99¢, and it is greatly appreciated. If you're not able to, you are loved just as much. I love you, babies, and I'll see you in the next episode.